I took a photo the other day. This is in my son's new garden. I wonder if you know what it is. Just kind of linked to what we've been here. Yes. Do you think it's alive? Does it look alive? It doesn't look very alive, does it? I mean, there's another one here. Look, it's all dead. The stuff at the back that looks alive, but the vine looks very dead. But actually, it is alive. What does it need? It needs pruning, okay? Does it need something else? It needs water. Do you think it's had water?
Yes.
It's had quite a lot of water this winter. What else does it need? Sunshine. That's what we've been waiting for. Did you notice the week before last, suddenly the sun came out, didn't it? For 3 days. And did you notice we had trees in our garden that had nothing on them, and then suddenly they were blossoming? How important water and sun is. So I'm wondering about this one I've brought along, because I snipped this off that vine. Now, I thought if I put it in some water, perhaps, gave you a bit of warmth, put it in the microwave, do you think? In the greenhouse? Will that help? Why not? I can't hear what you're saying. Why not? No roots. Look, that's what you need. Do you see with roots how this bit's under the earth? There's almost as much down as there is up with roots. And if that's going to grow, it's going to need to be well connected to the roots. Someone might be thinking you could grow a new vine from the cutting. My wife suggested to me, I think it might grow in a bit of water. You can do cuttings like that, but I'm reliably assured that rooting a new vine is not simple. It would need something like that story, wouldn't it? Quite a deep process of grafting into a flourishing vine which is already deeply rooted. So I'm just going to show you the roots of that vine I took a picture of. There it is. Can you see it? It's going right down, so it's got all of that underneath the ground there. That's where the root goes in. So it's going to be all right if it's pruned and it gets some sunshine. And that's essential. The whole vine has to stay connected and rooted, which is what Jesus is saying. He's saying remain or abide. That's the old word we used to use for this. Abide in. What are the roots? Where are we to abide? In me, says Jesus. Abide in me. So the key message is, don't go off on your own like this. Don't do stuff in your own strength. Thinking we're okay on our own is mainly, in a way, old-fashioned word, what sin is. We think we can do it ourselves. No. Abide in the vine, for, we heard in that reading from Claire Louise, without me, you can do nothing. Now, we do also have roots in our lives, like families and churches. And, of course, that's come here together, hasn't it, in our service of baptism. Kirsty is here in the church in which she was baptized. I'm just going to go back. This is the baptism register of this church, and Logan is right at this end, and Kirsty's right at that end. So Kirsty's in here, and Alex is in here, because I baptised them. They're ones I did earlier. I also baptised Zachary. He's one I did earlier. He's in here as well. Oh, we could find him. So, you know, these are the roots of your church family, aren't they? Which are really important. And I've come here today and I feel I'm part of the roots of this church family. I've had a time here and a place here. And of course, when Logan comes back in years' time, he can find his entry. And I think you might be into a new baptism register. perhaps by then, but it's still the baptism register of the church. And you will notice what he's wearing. Have you noticed what he's wearing? Can we see what he's wearing? Because Gwen might tell us who first wore this christening gown. Who first wore that christening gown?
I'm not sure who first wore it, but obviously Claire Louise did. All of my children wore it. It's supposed to have been made from my paternal grandmother's wedding dress. So, as you can see, it's
So we've got a paternal grandmother's wedding dress. You get the sense of the roots that are in our family, and these are really important. And James is here with his family. They come some way, some of them, because his Carrie, his grandmother, is it Nanny? Are we Nanny?
Nanny.
Carrie has come all the way from St. Louis in Missouri. Which is great, and his dad's come down from Scotland, Graham, with his brother. Carrie's husband was a Baptist pastor for a while as part of his work and ministry. So we can think of him today, can't we? And the line of faith that comes in that family. James is here with his mum and his sister as well, which is great. So we have all these connections and roots and shoots in the family. And then the greater vine, the greater tree, is Jesus himself. Can you see another thing in here that's a bit like a tree? It's made of wood, which comes from a tree. It's sort of over to my left and behind me. Oh, there it is. Because the tree can actually be seen in the cross, which is made of wood. And I remember this coming in, ancient history, when we did the first extension, and that was the original church, and then we made this bit. We brought that pine cross in, and it's still here. You've still got it. And it reminds us always that the vine which is Jesus involves for him the giving of his life on the cross. You could do quite a study, not time this morning, on the tree in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. But at the heart of it all, the tree of life is actually there. The tree of shame became the tree of glory. Where life was lost, their life has been restored. And of course, we're now in Eastertide, and we know that this tree has burst into life. You've got a little, do you notice you've got Easter flowers around it, a bit like where the crown of thorns was. So the crown of thorns has budded into new life, a little bit like this one somebody made. You know how people decorate a cross with flowers. And we need to see our trees, what we were talking about, our personal story, our roots, inside the tree of Christ, to be grafted, a bit like basil, sometimes painful, rooted in the real vine, with all the dark and sad things that are part of any human story and any human family. We all have things we would rather not have done or that hadn't happened in our story. But rooted, grafted into Jesus, the vine, it can all be renewed, redeemed, as basil was grafted in and come into new life. Because, of course, the vine is living now. Where is the vine living now? Because the tree of the cross lives on in us. We're actually part of this tree. We go back to, I am the vine, you are the branches. The tree is here. It's amongst us. And this is where Jesus goes on growing and bearing fruit. What is the fruit that we get from the vine? I've given you a bit of a clue. And you've also got some cards with it on, haven't you? What are they called? Those juicy things. Grapes, which make juice or they make wine. We did think we might share grapes, but we thought there were various difficulties with sharing grapes. It might be a bit messy. But you've got a card, and we're going to use that in a moment with our prayers. But the fruit we're particularly celebrating today is Logan. Today, he joins us all in this special place, where by baptism, he becomes a branch in the vine and part of the living Lord. Jesus says to Logan and to us, I am the vine, you are the branch. You who abide in me, and I in you, bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing. Oh, that's the tree that we're all part of, that Logan is now part of, the different parts of our family tree. And this is a very ancient icon of Jesus the vine with us the branches. So in holy baptism, we have placed Logan into the life-giving gift, which is Christ in him. We've planted him here in the water of the Holy Spirit, surrounded by the sunshine, sun, the sunshine of the love, which is this church family, that in all the days to come, he may bear much fruit as he with us abides in Jesus, the living vine. Amen.